Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Solito by Javier Zamora is a memoir that reconstructs a defining journey the author made as a child, traveling from El Salvador to the United States to reunite with his parents. Written with the momentum of a survival story and the intimacy of personal remembrance, the book traces what it means to be 8 years old and responsible for enduring risks that adults often struggle to imagine. Zamora tells the story through the eyes of his younger self, focusing on the practical realities of border crossings, shifting alliances, and the constant calculations required to stay safe. At the same time, the memoir explores larger questions about family separation, migration, and the emotional costs of waiting for promised reunions. Chosen as a Read with Jenna pick, Solito has reached a broad audience because it offers both an accessible narrative and a clear human perspective on a politicized topic, emphasizing care, courage, and the fragile hope that keeps people moving forward. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childhood on the move and the logic of survival. A central topic in Solito is how a child learns to survive while moving through unfamiliar terrain, guided by adults whose motives are not always clear. Zamora portrays the journey not as a single dramatic moment, but as a series of decisions, delays, and improvised solutions. The memoir highlights how survival becomes a practical logic, where a young traveler must quickly understand who is trustworthy, when to stay quiet, and how to conserve strength and attention. This is not presented as a heroic transformation, but as an adaptation forced by circumstance. The reader sees how fear and curiosity coexist in a child who still notices small comforts, jokes, and kindness even as danger stays close. The story also underscores the physical dimension of migration, including exhaustion, hunger, heat, and the stress of constant movement. By centering the experience of a child, Zamora brings clarity to what is often discussed in abstract terms. The journey becomes a lens for understanding how vulnerable people navigate systems and landscapes that demand resilience, and how that resilience can be both impressive and heartbreaking. Secondly, family separation and the long wait for reunification. Another major theme is the emotional architecture of family separation and the idea of reunion as both promise and pressure. Solito explores how a child carries the absence of parents and constructs hope out of partial information, phone calls, memories, and other people's assurances. The memoir examines the way separation reshapes identity, turning reunion into a goal that organizes everything else. Yet it also reveals how reunification is not a simple happily ever after. The journey itself is undertaken because family bonds persist, but those bonds are strained by time, distance, and the realities that force the separation in the first place. Zamora shows the complexity of longing, including the way a child imagines what life will be like once the border is crossed and the family is together again. Readers are invited to consider the cost of years spent apart and the psychological toll of expecting a future that is always postponed. This topic broadens the memoir beyond travel narrative into a story about attachment, responsibility, and what it means to grow up with a future plan that depends on forces outside a child's control. Thirdly, found family, companionship, and the ethics of care, Solito places strong emphasis on the relationships formed during the journey and how temporary communities can become lifelines. Zamora depicts fellow travelers, guides, and strangers who offer help in moments when institutional support is absent or hostile. These relationships create a kind of found family, shaped by shared risk and the immediate need to look out for one another. The memoir highlights care as an ethical practice rather than a sentimental idea, showing how companionship can take the form of sharing food, giving advice, watching over someone while they sleep, or simply providing reassurance. At the same time, the book does not romanticize the situation. Trust is complicated, and the stakes are high. This topic invites readers to think about how solidarity emerges under pressure and how migrants often rely on mutual aid, humor, and storytelling to endure. The bonds formed on the road can be fleeting, yet they leave permanent marks on memory and identity. By focusing on these connections, Zamora counters narratives that portray migration as purely individual, emphasizing instead a social reality built from vulnerability and reciprocity. Fourthly, borders, power, and the human reality. Behind policy, while Solito stays rooted in personal experience, it inevitably illuminates the larger machinery of borders and enforcement. The memoir reveals how policy becomes lived reality through checkpoints, surveillance, detention threats, and the constant need to avoid detection. Zamora does not need to argue in slogans because the day-to-day pressures of the journey show what power looks like on the ground. Readers see how border systems shape behavior, forcing people to choose dangerous routes and depend on informal networks. This topic helps translate a politicized debate into concrete human terms: time measured in waiting, risk measured in exposure, and safety measured in who is watching. The book also demonstrates how uneven power affects children most sharply, since they have fewer resources and less agency yet face the same hazards. By telling the story from the perspective of the child he was, Zamora highlights the gap between public narratives about migration and the intimate reality of families trying to reunite. The result is a clearer understanding of how borders function, not only as lines on maps, but as environments that produce fear, uncertainty, and moral dilemmas for everyone involved. Lastly, memory, storytelling, and reclaiming a life narrative. A final important topic is how memoir becomes a way to recover and shape meaning from a past that includes trauma and dislocation. Solito is built on the act of remembering, with the author translating childhood perceptions into an adult narrative that can hold both detail and reflection. This process raises questions about what can be known, what must be reconstructed, and how personal history is carried in the body and in language. The memoir demonstrates how storytelling can restore dignity to experiences often reduced to statistics or stereotypes. It also shows how a personal account can be precise without pretending to be universal, offering one life as a window into broader patterns. Zamora's approach emphasizes sensory detail and emotional truth, making the journey feel immediate while still acknowledging the distance between the narrator and the child he once was. This topic speaks to readers interested in narrative craft as well as those seeking understanding. The memoir suggests that telling the story is part of survival too, not only for the author, but for communities whose experiences are frequently ignored, misrepresented, or flattened by simplified public discourse. In conclusion, Solito is best suited for readers who appreciate memoirs driven by narrative tension, as well as anyone seeking a human-centered understanding of migration and family separation. It will resonate with book club audiences, students, and general readers who want a story that is emotionally direct without becoming preachy. The book can benefit a reader's life by expanding empathy and sharpening attention to how policy and geography translate into everyday choices and risks. It also offers a model of resilience that is not packaged as self-help, but shown through small acts of endurance, trust, and care. Compared to many books on immigration that lean heavily on analysis or reportage, Solito stands out for its immediacy and its child perspective, which makes the stakes unmistakable and the emotional truths harder to dismiss. It is worth buying because it combines accessibility with depth, functioning both as a compelling personal story and as a gateway to deeper conversations about belonging, responsibility, and the meaning of home. Readers come away not only informed, but changed in how they imagine the lives behind headlines. If you would like to support Javier Zamora, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.